And it's a privilege to be here this morning with you. This is something that's been talked about for quite some time. But the Lord has His ways and the Lord has His time. So it's just a blessing to be with you here this morning. And also, we get to relate to Sheldon's. I'll talk a little bit about that later here. Just to clear it up, my title with D&I for the past 3 years has been Director of Partner Development. I oversee all our public relations, our various medias, and my heart is working with sending churches, those that send people out, encourage them, and to help them think through the process of how to be good senders. And then I also work with donor relationships and various other ways to that we partner with various others. And we'll talk about that when we get into the PowerPoint here a little later. I want to share the word with you here this morning. I'd like to draw your attention to Acts 13. It always blesses me when I get into churches and I see churches that send people out that are called to various parts of the world or even close by. And I think that's what Jesus intended for us to do. Here in Acts 13, this is actually the account of Barnabas and Saul being sent off. And just to give a little context to where we're at here this morning in the Church of Antioch, if we actually go back to chapter 11, verse 19, we see that the church scattered after Stephen was martyred, and they went to various parts of the world. I might read a few verses there. I'll read there 19. Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Greeks, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. So we see that they scattered, but there were some that were only preaching the gospel message to the Jews. But there was a few then that also preached the message to the Greeks in this church in Antioch. And in here, chapter 13, the first couple of verses here, and when we're going to be looking at the first three verses here, is the church in Antioch. I truly believe that they were gathered together here seeking the Lord on where they should take the gospel message. Acts 13:1. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Here we see that the church at Antioch is made up of many different people with various gifts, with various talents. all doing their part. Talks about the prophets and the teachers. They are gathered together here. A strange bunch, we might say. Man was known as, actually kind of thought that he was a stepbrother to Herod, the patriarch. And it's really interesting to think about that and the different paths those two men took, being raised in the same family. These were people with lots of different backgrounds, a lot of different experiences in life. And yet they come together because of Jesus. Because Jesus died and rose for them. Jesus provided salvation for them. And they come together here with the various gifts and talents. It's beautiful how it ties in with the Sunday school lesson this morning. Each doing their part. And we find them gathered together, worshiping the Lord in prayer and fasting. And my challenge is, when we think about sharing the gospel message, do we seek the Holy Spirit's leading in prayer and fasting? This morning, the very first song we sang, there was a line in there that was actually in two different stanzas. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. When we gather together in prayer and fasting, the Holy Spirit speaks. And we see that happening here in this account. The Holy Spirit spoke to them and said, set apart. And he calls out two brothers from the church here, Barnabas and Saul. They set them apart for a work I have called them to. These brothers were not any different than any of the other brothers. They were all saved by God's grace. They were all doing their part within the church. But here we see a special calling coming out of a desire of the church to take the gospel message beyond where they were, to the world. And I truly believe they were gathered together in petition to the Lord. Where would you want us to take the gospel message next? And how do we do this? And the Holy Spirit clearly called two men to go. We see that after they were called, they spent more time in fasting and prayer. That's a privilege even to have Brother Bob here with me this morning in the congregation here this morning. That's kind of a surprise. But he's been a challenge to me in his prayer life. And I got to know Brother Bob maybe about 15 years ago. But been a tremendous challenge. Do we spend time beseeching the Lord? We see after they spent more time, after these brothers were called, that they sent them off. Well, they sent them off. Now, as they were sent off, we don't know how much communication they had back and forth while they were gone. But I do believe by other scriptures and other accounts that there definitely was back and forth, that the church in Antioch knew what was happening in the broader world. Not near as fast as we do today. We have so much technology today that we almost instantly know what's happening on the other side of the world. which can be good and bad. But that's what God has given to us today. We see Saul and Barnabas here. Paul, I got to refer to him more as Paul than Saul. We see them willingly accepting this assignment. And it's always interesting to me, if you go in the Acts 17, around 26 there, it talks about, and this was Paul talking to the Grecians there, the philosophers, and he tells them that God created each one of us. Each one of us with a plan for our lives. And not only that, he determined the time that we live on this earth. And sometimes that's, we can wish, especially as a child. I remember I wished I'd lived in another era. I loved the Wild West. That was really, really intriguing to me. But he determines the time that we live on this earth, and he determines the place we live on this earth for his honor and glory, for a work that's to be done, to share the gospel that all men may know the gospel. Comes through very, very clearly, and he moves people around. We'll talk later here about refugees and how God moves people that they can hear the gospel message. Are we faithful in taking that message forward? We find Paul and Barnabas taking that message forward for a season. If we turn to chapter 14, verse 24, we read there, when they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken to the word in Perga, they went down to Elida, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had fulfilled. God said, okay, now this part of your life is finished. The work is fulfilled. And he calls them back to the church that sent them. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And he remained no little time with the disciples. It's beautiful when we see Paul and Barnabas going back to the church that sent them, plugging back into the church, using their gifts there again, for the edification of the body in unity, that the world may know that Jesus came and died for the world. We find that in John 17, and we heard John 17 this morning. It's just so beautiful how Scripture all ties together. So the challenge I just want to leave with you this morning is, are you actively seeking where God would want you to take the message, the gospel message? Do we continue to actively seek? Or do we shy away? Say, well, we did our part. We don't need to do any more. So what God intends, and he made each one of us, he has a plan for each one of us in a different way. Some are sent, some are called to support in various ways. And we'll talk about some of that this morning on supporting those we send and encouraging those that we send. And that is God's desire that we work together as a body of believers. And it's beautiful to see when the body of Christ comes together and seeks the Lord on where and who would be sent to share the gospel wherever it is in the world. I'm going to switch to the PowerPoint this morning, and this will not be recorded because of security reasons.